CliffCentral.com.
This is where we do the window seat. This is Monet Dupre, who's the big boss at TTS, that's Tourvis Travel Services. And we had a big event last night with all of your retail partners down here in Cape Town and the retail businesses. Tourvis, by the way, is enormous. And we've spoken already to a couple of people in the business. But you know those shops in the airports, Pums?
Yeah.
Out of Africa, those shops?
Yes.
They belong to these guys. These guys run all of that too. There are hotels and lodges all over South Africa and outside of South Africa, in Zim, in East Africa, some amazing properties too. But these guys are going to talk today, and here's Tracy, by the way, who does events and marketing for Tourvis Travel Services as well. We're going to talk about the stuff that nobody ever talks about, though. This is way more interesting to most people because actually there are funny things that happen in travel, which not everybody is happy to talk about. This doesn't go on the Instagram pictures.
That's because it's like not funny in the moment.
No, I know, but we were talking about this last night, and there were some very funny stories. So I'll just kick it off because the boss of your AHA division, which is your African Hotels and Accommodation division, and there are AHA hotels, but they also do lots of lovely game lodges and things. He was telling us that when he worked in Cape Town in one of the hotels, something that used to happen often, and you got to explain this to me if you know the answer, is guys would order room service. And then the room service would arrive, so they'd eat their food. And for some reason, they'd decide, okay, they want to put the tray outside. So they'd go out of the hotel room, put the tray down, but then the door of the room closes behind them. And for some reason, a lot of these people, either they like to eat naked or they like to, I don't know, take the tray out naked. And then they're stuck outside their room with no clothes on. And then they have to head down to reception, which is very embarrassing. Sometimes there are lots of other people in the hotel, and ask for a new room card. So this has never happened to me, so I'm not sure why people would be eating naked on the bed. I have no idea why people would behave like this, but that's one of the things that apparently happens often in hotels. So Monet, you've traveled all over the world. Monet just went to the Rugby World Cup, among other things, the Ryder Cup. He travels probably more than anyone else I've ever met. What kinds of things have happened to you? And lay it out there. Don't be embarrassed.
So, you know, sometimes I'm very fortunate that I travel in the front of the bus, especially on the newer airlines. You've got a bit of a cabin and the cabin closes.
Yeah.
On these long flights, yeah, especially to the US, when you're 15 hours on the flight and you think, I don't have to go to the bathroom.
Mm.
And you hold it in.
Mm.
But about 9 hours is about the max that you can do it. And you think, I'm just going to squeeze the little ones through. You know, just lift the side of my leg up like that while I'm lying in my bed. And it comes out rather softly, but it smells not that great. And at that point in time, said cabin crew member puts head over the side like that to see if you'd like something.
Always at the moment that you like.
Always at that moment that they get that whiplash in the neck.
Yeah.
So would you like something? No.
What's this guy been doing here? All right, Trace, what about you?
My best are always my Airbnb experiences.
Airbnb? Okay, because you never know what you're really going to get until you get there.
Yeah, so I think I'm very smart. So, like, you know, saving a buck or two for my personal travel.
Yeah.
And so I book all these amazing little Airbnbs, what I think are amazing but actually are absolute shitholes. So I mean, the one in Istanbul, and I took two of my friends and colleagues.
Yeah.
And I promise you, there were dead cockroaches like this size, like honestly huge, at the entrance of the property. And on the Airbnb, the photos look amazing. Absolutely.
Yeah, but they always, I mean, even in this country, we were talking about this with Lebang, who Lebang is frequently scammed for some reason. she's obviously a moving target for any scammer. Totally. And when people see Lebang, they just see, here's someone we can take for whatever. And she's had like really bad experiences with Airbnb. So it's probably better to go into the hotels. But Graham is actually here, who told us about the guys who get locked out of the rooms naked while they're ordering room service. I mean, if we go into the darker things, because people do like weird stuff in hotels. They go to hotels and they commit suicide. You have to like get rid of bodies. There are also people who go, and they would never behave like this in their own home. They abuse the bathroom horrendously.
That's
and then
what
someone
you
has
think.
To take care of that. No, they do, Pumi. They do. No,
I'm saying you think they don't behave like that in their own homes.
Oh, you mean they do behave like that in their own homes? Why we just would, don't see it.
Why would you do something you don't ordinarily do?
Well, listen to this. Tracy says we stayed in a Bosnian B&B in Tasmania. We ended up staying in their bedroom, all of their toiletries in our bathroom, condoms and utility bills in the bedside tables, and we had breakfast with their family.
No way. Sounds lovely. No way.
That sounds lovely. Yeah. Oh, listen to this. Darren says, I'm sitting with Mornay's mother-in-law right now. Kat.
Wow.
She says, hi, Mornay. So you never know who's going to be listening. Right, so what else? What else has happened to you guys? You talk about planes?
Yeah, there's always those type of things. You know, when you think you're gonna pick the bulkhead seat because it's going to give you that extra leg room. As you go and sit down there, wife on this side with their child, husband on that side with their child, and you know where your seat's going to be.
Middle.
Right in the middle.
Yeah.
2 hours into the plane.
And there's no negotiating.
No negotiating. Projectile vomit from both sides.
Oh!
That's really the best. So sometimes those bulkhead seats.
That's horrible. All right. So we've got a couple of other comments here too. People said, Gareth, you must stop walking around naked. Hey, I haven't. So I don't know what you're talking about there, Matthew. How's the hotel business in Zim, says Sanele? How's all of that going? That's actually a good opportunity to boast a little bit
about
what's happening
there. That's
absolutely
fantastic. I mean, our Wild Horizons business is unbelievable. It's probably one of the better world machines within the two of his fold. We've got three lodges all in close proximity, quite a lot of activities, and the Lookout Cafe, which is probably one of the better restaurants.
Gareth, something's happened to your camera.
Unbelievable. I think they're running occupancies close to 90-95%. So that's really, amazing. Really, really, really good. Big Falls is definitely a destination on its own. So it might be located in Zim, but really it's an absolute paradise. So those of you that haven't gone there, you know, please go and pop around. Jump onto YouTube, go and have a look at some of our videos. And I think, Gareth, in some of your previous podcasts, you've actually highlighted your stay that you had with us there.
Yeah, it was amazing. But you've got properties here in Cape Town with Wild Horizons too. In fact, we gave away some prizes last night, so which are pretty cool. Abseiling off Table Mountain, yeah. Pumi. Yeah. No, there's a lot of stuff happening.
That's
shark
amazing.
Shark cage diving. So Wild Horizons is really in the South African sphere, very much an activities-driven business.
Sounds amazing. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's just, while we're talking about the business, because I think this is interesting to a lot of people, what kind of a year has Tourvest had? I mean, you guys get to work the hardest while we're all on holiday. Mm-hmm. December comes along. It's not like it's the end of the year for you. For you guys, it's like right in the middle of what you're doing. Isn't that right?
Yeah. So, you know, the greater Tourvest, you know, we've been very, very fortunate that after COVID, you know, things have jumped back. Quite amazing, and we ended up having our record year. Our year end was at the end of August, so we ended up having a record year. We're almost 4 months now into our new financial year, and I've got to say, touch wood, you know, things are all
that's fantastic.
All still going
that's
up.
Wonderful.
So I mean, again, can you imagine if we had this conversation while we were in COVID? I don't think anyone would have predicted that.
Mm. No, definitely not. I think, you know, fortunately, and I don't necessarily think it's for all the South African tourism businesses, but definitely we've been lucky that we've outgrown 2019. And people keep on hopping on 2019 and jumping back to those days. I think it's now long gone. We must stop talking about that.
Agreed.
Start looking forward. But for us, great Agreed. Guns.
All right. So
One question before they go about.
Go ahead.
So, what to do? What do you do in situations where it's all going apeshape? When you're in a funny country, whatever, they don't speak your language. How do you salvage your holiday?
So, Pumi wants to know, if things go really horribly wrong, are there ways to salvage a terrible holiday? Let's say everybody gets sick. Let's say the bookings are a disaster.
The Airbnb's got dead cockroaches.
Yeah, the Airbnb's got dead cockroaches, all of this stuff. So what do you do to salvage a really cuck situation?
Money helps.
What's that?
Money helps.
Money helps.
Having money.
And you probably have to just drink and make the best of a cuck situation.
People get sick. They get sick. There's nothing you can do with it that you just got to get through. But like the Airbnb situation that I went to in Paris with Graham. I mean, you had to go through four doors before you could get to your apartment. It was in such a cuck area. And then you go, no, we're not staying here, and you have the money to find a hotel. So if you don't have extra cash, you're screwed. So
yeah, so actually just take extra money. And if you can't afford to travel, don't travel at this point, because if you end up in trouble, it's going to be a lot worse.
And the attitude helps.
Good attitude. Yeah, for me, just get your attitude right. That's exactly the advice you need. You'll so figure it out if you have the right attitude.
If you have money, you always have the right attitude.
Correct. So somebody says here, K&A says, I fainted on a street in Hanoi. Woke up with a crowd of Vietnamese people looking at me like I was a foreign species. Well, who knows what you were doing while you'd fainted, right?
That is hectic.
Oh, that's dodgy. All right, I love it. But obviously, we're talking about those very rare occasions where things go horribly wrong or when you do something embarrassing. Most of the time, this is what people spend their whole year saving up for. This is what they look forward to. And obviously, there are lots and lots of people who are already planning their travel for next year. They're already looking at what else they can do in order to give themselves a little break. Go to travel.co.za for all the very best destinations, all the very best offers in flights, accommodation, and everything else that you need to know. And we will be checking in with the window seat early in 2024, which is only a couple of days away. Everybody always thinks there's this long gap somewhere between December and January. There's no such thing.
Before you know it, it's long days. Yeah. It's long days, lounging, drinking, eating.
I know, it's ridiculous. Well, listen, thank you, Monet. Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you.
Don't know what happened to my camera somewhere in the middle of that, but we'll figure it out. CliffCentral.com.